even with the coronavirus outbreak going on right now and Idaho being under a mandatory 3-week stay-at-home order, we here at Idaho Matters want to continue bringing you not only the news about COVID-19, but we also want to bring you some lighter stories that might just be able to give you a moment or two to relax and enjoy yourself. So with that being said, we want to introduce you to Sarah Cornfield Kelly, the chef and owner of Boise's Petite Four restaurant, who also happens to be a 2020 semifinalist in the chef category for the James Beard Awards. Now, those are basically like the Oscars for chefs. Sarah is joining us live over the phone today. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, congrats. We should say that you are a local girl, I mean, raised in Boise, a graduate of Bishop Kelly High School. So I want to know, how did you get into food and cooking?
Well, I've always liked to cook growing up, you know, baking, cooking my family's dinner. I've always had a passion for it. And I went to college to be an engineer. I ended up with a history degree and still didn't know what I wanted to do after that. And I knew I always liked to cook. So all my jobs, you know, in and out of college and after college had been at restaurants. And now I'm in my 40s and I'm still cooking. So I think this is it for me.
Yeah. So you're not going to change careers now, right? You figured it out.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully.
So you and your husband opened Bluebird Cafe in downtown Boise, highly successful, ended up closing that to open Petit Four. You know, talk to me a little bit about your background with cooking and what made you decide, you know, to take a leap of faith and open something in Boise.
So, I started working in Boise locally. My first actual cooking job was at a place called the Bucking Bagel, which is now Aaliyah's. And then I worked, for many years for Richard, at Richard's across the street in Hyde Park and Richard's Bakery, before moving to Vail, Colorado, where I lived for 9 years, and that's where I met my husband. And he worked front of the house operations, mostly bartending, his whole, you know, working career. And we always wanted to open up something on our own, and I eventually wanted to make it back to Boise and open up something in Boise. And so, you know, we're such a small operation, and Bluebird was, you know, my husband and myself with, you know, a solid team of part-time workers, but, you know, we wanted to open up something that we could create, you know, good quality food, be able to be creative, but we were on, you know, a really tight budget. So it was something that, that we could do within our means and be creative. And we were lucky that people were receptive to it, and it was successful. And ultimately though, my dream was to have a full kitchen and a full service operating restaurant. And Bluebird provided a good stepping stone for us to be able to afford and achieve that, now that being Petit Four.
Okay, so I want to know, what is your favorite food? What's your favorite thing to eat?
Oh, that's so tough. I guess, I know I have many favorites, but I always like something sweet or a pastry in the morning. But I would say overall, if I had to pick like a specific type of food, I love, like seafood and fish. So usually anything with that, I'm going to go for.
Okay. So when you spend all of your days cooking for other people, do you have any desire to cook at home?
You know, maybe if it's a Sunday and I make a Sunday night dinner, I will, but, mostly after cooking, and prepping all day at the restaurant and then forgetting to eat something before I go home at 11:30 at night. I mostly eat a lot of Annie's mac and cheese and quesadillas at home. So
so you really are just really like all of us. So you're just like all of us then.
I am.
So I find that fascinating though. I mean, so because I would think that, you know, you don't want to necessarily bring your work home with you, and cooking is, you know, your work. So,
right.
You know, I can't imagine you being in this, you know, making these elaborate meals, you know, at home. And if you do, then I want to come over, but.
Right. Well, I do love hosting, you know, and having people over, but you know, if it's just me late night or, you know, I only like to cook when other people appreciate it as well, you know? So if it's my husband and I, like, he gets to benefit from it. But sometimes, you know, we're getting off of work at different times or it's late. So if it's just me and there's no one else to appreciate it, I usually don't take that extra step. But when we had Bluebird, you know, making sandwiches all day long. So when I had Bluebird, I would actually go home at, like, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock and actually make nice dinners a lot because I was just making sandwiches all day long.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to be creative and make, you know, something else for dinner. And so I know that my husband misses that part a lot because, you know, now we're working all through dinner service. So.
All right. And I do want to mention, I need to let you go. You are temporarily closed at Petit Four, but you will reopen once we get over the hump of this, I would hope.
That is our intention, and we're trying to work on things in the meantime that will be able to sustain us to be able to reopen in the future.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today, chef and owner of Petit Four restaurant, Sarah Kornfeld Kelly, who is also a James Beard semi-finalist. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you taking time out of your day. Of course, we are committed to bringing you the latest news. Go to our website and you can look at our blog 24 hours a day where we update you. That is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. A huge thank you to my producers, Frankie Burnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.